From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Mason here, July 27th. The market read in 5. Let's start with the headline number. Let's get into it. First, from the daily upside, why defense spending plays extend beyond defense ETFs. Oh, the spoils of war. The House of Representatives narrowly passed a record $1.15 trillion annual defense budget last week. It still needs Senate approval, but Washington's appetite for military spending is clear, and the U.S. isn't alone. The EU, Japan, and Middle Eastern nations have all been ramping up defense budgets too, creating real sector opportunities for portfolios. On the markets, Kalshi traders have been actively repricing this story in the last day. Next. Second, from the daily upside, mounting U.S. budget deficit complicates Fed's interest rate choices. There has long been an elephant in the Federal Open Market Committee's room as it tries to accomplish its mission of promoting maximum employment and stable prices. It's just much, much bigger now, and it's hard to ignore a $2 trillion elephant. That's roughly how much the U.S. government is issuing in new treasury bills and bonds each year as the country's budget deficit swells. Its massive spending problem isn't new. The U.S. has run a deficit for more than two decades, helped along by the 2008 financial crisis and the COVID-19 pandemic. Up next, third, from the daily upside. SpaceX is landing inside ETFs. Some might surprise you. Much like Fleetwood Mac, SpaceX wants to be with you everywhere. Since its explosive initial public offering in June, issuers and index providers have rushed to incorporate the aerospace and satellite communications company into their products. So far, it appears in 179 exchange-traded funds, according to a recent Morningstar analysis, including both your traditional broad market index funds and some thematics as well. And then, fourth, from Zero Diversity, why does India target 4% inflation and not 0%? Imagine if every year petrol prices stayed constant, onions cost the same, and milk prices didn't rise at all. A world with 0% price rise sounds like a dream. But central banks don't chase this dream of zero inflation. Instead, they chase a world where there's a little bit of inflation each year. So here's what I want to talk about today. What's the holy grail for inflation? Because since 2016, India has followed something called flexible inflation targeting, or FITI. Next, fifth, from Andrew Schlu. Party over for AI players, or just a short-term valuation reset, even after AMD raised its AI TAM again? What's new? AMD CEO Lisa Su Shangzhou, the AMD Advancing AI 2026, the 主题 演讲中, AMD Advancing AI 2026, Lisa Su full keynote. 再次推翻气语, 今年 5月6日, 再发说成预测, 全球伺服器 x86 CPU 市场 Total Addressable Market TAM 到 2030 年将有1200亿美元 有超过 35% 的复合增长率请参考我们 5月24日的深度报告 Which can be revised the most if AMD is right for higher server CPU TAM 而其最新预测为全球伺服器 CPU 市场 包括 x86 CPU机 ARM CPU 到 2030 年将有 2200亿美元 TAM 市场规模有超过 50% 的复合增长率 AMD 也首次预测全球伺服器 A I 加速器 A I G P U T P U A S I C S O W 市场到 2030 年将有 1.4兆美元 TAM 市场规模有超过 45% 的复合增长率 两者在 2030 年合计有1.62兆美元市场规模 Rooms to revise up server CPU sales for AMD and Intel 若以彭博社分析是预期 AMD 在 2030 年数据中心营收将由13.94亿美元，营收来测算 AMD 经由这 1.12兆美元市场 8.6% 的市场份额。若假设 AMD 目前在全球 Up next 6th from the Daily Doom The deeper dive Even after the Fed's new rigging Inflation is going to get hotter and hotter for months to come Let us lead offwith how the Fed is improving the inflation problem for you under the direction of Trump's newly appointed Fed head, Kevin Warsh. Warsh is going to ease the burden of inflation on you by dumbing down the inflation gauge the Fed uses for its target to an even lower state of dumbness than it already has attained. And then, 7th, from QuantSeeker. Shorting leveraged ETFs, a free lunch,or just an expensive one. Leveraged ETFs are known to suffer from volatility decay, particularly in turbulent markets. That suggests an intuitive trade. Short leveraged ETFs while hedging their market exposure. With directional exposure largely neutralized, the portfolio should be positioned to harvest the decay. This week, I examine recent research on this trade,and several related implementations extend the evidence through July 2026 and test what survives key implementation frictions. Next, 8th, from Gregory's newsletter, as if on cue. Trump floats out. Yet another talks fable. Make space for talks. And stock futures rise, crude oil falls. Lions, go ahead, make it up. All Trump has to say, again.Roughly 50x now, talks are underway. Say the bombing has been paused to give negotiations some space. And as if on cue, Trump utters the phrase talks, and stock futures rise while crude oil falls. GM up next. 9th from hump days. Big tech valuations. Declining. Happy Sunday. Markets received another reminder this week that strong earnings alone.Are no longer enough to satisfy investors. As AI spending continues to accelerate, companies are increasingly being judged on their ability to translate enormous capital investments into sustainable cash flow. And then, 10th, from Fortune, Kospi Index and US stock futures jump as new Hormuz talks send oil prices plunging amid Iran war pause, while Wall Street awaits Fed meeting.Investors were bullish on Sunday evening, as the US and Iran continued to halt their attacks on each other, providing space for negotiations that could reopen the Strait of Hormuz. Meanwhile, Wall Street is also looking ahead to a busy week of tech earnings and the Federal Reserve's policy meeting. Futures tied to the Dow Jones Industrial Average surged 337 points, or 0.65%.That's the read. Watch the tape. Ignore the noise. Back tomorrow. New here? Grab your own free feed at storyflow.com. It only takes a few seconds.